Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation, welcome back to another edition of the Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on the Pop Experience. I am Steve Riddle, back again for another go-around, and today we're going back to the 90s. Decade I feel like I haven't been back to in a while, but I'm glad to go back to. And for one of my kind of favorite songs by this band, I mean, this band's not particularly a favorite of mine, but I've always really liked this song for whatever reason, just because I think it's, you know, got a great sound. I think it's kind of, you know, kind of a different song for them. And that song that I'm going to be doing is Wherever I May Roam by Metallica. This was off their self-titled album released on October 19th, 1992. Again, it's just one of those songs that it's just, you know, it's when you think about like Metallica's biggest hits, this is definitely not one you think of right off the bat. I mean, you obviously think of like Enter Sandman and One, Nothing Else Matters, The Unforgiven, that sort of thing. I feel like this song is kind of like in that next tier of like, you know, great songs by them that don't get enough attention. So that's why I definitely want to be able to do it here. So if you're watching along with me, of course, via the YouTube link, it's actually a pretty long video. It's about 6 minutes. So we'll go ahead and get started in 3, 2, 1, and play. And so basically the majority of the video here is basically going to be highlights of them kind of on stage and behind the scenes during their Whenever I Made Rome tour, which they were on at this point, which that went from, I'm pulling up here. So it went from August 1st, 91 to December 18th, 92. They did 224 shows. which is quite the task there. And this song was, of course, included in that the set list there. So we're just kind of seeing again, you know, footage of the fans in the crowd and Metallica here kind of doing their thing. Of course, this was right on the heels of like I said, some of their other big hits like Enter Sandman, Nothing Else Matters, when they were really kind of experienced a little bit of a, I don't want to say career revival in the 90s, but, you know, I think a lot of people, you know, you almost kind of forget that they did debut in the 80s, had some hits then, but really it was during this point here in the early 90s where I think they really hit their peak. Obviously, they would continue on past this into the 2000s, even in the 2010s, and they're still going pretty strong today, but I feel like when you ask a lot of people, they'll always point to like this period here, like late 80s, early 90s as their peak, because this is where like the majority of their biggest hits came out here. So as I'm usually like to do, particularly since, you know, again, this is basically just like a behind the scenes video in essence of the tour, I do like to kind of read the comments of the viewers here. So let's go ahead and do that here. So and again, for those that for some of these users here, if I butcher your names, I apologize. It's, you know, kind of, you know, these are some really interesting usernames we have here. But Elena Papa Dopulo 3698 says, anyone in 2024? And again, this video again came out in 92. It actually has currently over 21 million views, so it's definitely one of those kind of one of their highest viewed videos. I'm sure they're probably, you know, ones that have more, particularly like I said, Enter Sandman and probably a couple of other ones. Old Song 6688 says, my dad used to sing this to me as a child, and now I sing it to him as he lays fighting cancer. He's the strongest man I've ever known. Keep fighting, Dad. And then I guess RIP Dad, 5 May 30th, 2020. So kind of interesting that this is a song that you would sing to somebody, considering it's not really much of a lullaby. But I mean, if that's what bonded you as a family, you know, hey, good. Well, the more power to you. Let's see. JT4380 says, all of us aged 40 and over were actually blessed growing up to this music. One of the best Metallica songs by far. And like I said, you know, this was, again, right in that little hot spot there for Metallica, late 80s, early 90s, that where they, you know, we're at their absolute peak here. So Corvus Moon 22 says, that little yeah after the solo was my favorite part of the entire song. James is the king of yeah, of course, referring to the lead singer, of course, James Hetfield. As we see, again, just more kind of behind-the-scenes stuff here. Let's see, what else we got here? Marlena Claire, the Black Album is a masterpiece, and that's, I'm sure not many will deny that. JC-JustChillin says, I am a 68-year-old granny. This is my anthem, my theme song. It will be played at my funeral. That would be quite the sight to see. Maximilian Indorf 381, one of my favorite Metallica songs. That intro, absolutely legend. Again, you know, when you think of the song, you do think of like that long intro at the beginning, like a lot of, like you hear for a lot of their songs, because they were definitely not the not shy of having long songs. I mean, you listen to a bunch of their stuff, they have a lot of long stuff that went, you know, like 5-6 minutes, that sort of thing. What else we have here? CP070476 says, when you can't decide which song is best on an album, you know it's something very special. Utter masterpiece of an album. And, I mean, I definitely would have to say, because, like I said, this was off the Metallica album, which was, the self-titled album, I should say, which was their fifth album. And this actually does feature Enter Sandman, The Unforgiven, Nothing Else Matters, and Sad But True. So again, kind of, that's right there. That's, you know, between those four songs and then this one, you know, that's a very strong album. And I think, you know, and then there's really kind of nothing else. And there's a couple of other, like, lower-end songs, but nothing, like, you know, as, but again, that's like, those top five alone, you know, make it such a... make it such a memorable album. We saw a guy just get his head signed there, because again, you know, rock and roll fans will have weird things signed, whether it be like, you know their body parts, that sort of thing. Let's see, as we're continuing on. Like I said, this is a long video, so we definitely got to go through this. That M guy says, Task Force 141 making an entry with the song playing in the background. Stay Frosty, yeah. I believe that is a Call of Duty reference there, Task Force 141. Rocking Star 3534, most of Metallica's songs are not complicated. The arrangements are very straightforward, but iconic, and they strike you like a thunder. You never forget the riffs. And I mean, yeah, they are pretty straightforward, but again, they're just, you know, very long. So as we're getting kind of to the end here, let's get like one or two more here. So Simply Simple 7628, Metallica will be playing for eternity, just a timeless band. And then finally, we'll close it out here with, Nathan Cano 3551, arguably one of, if not the best Metallica's best songs. Metallica is a legend heavy metal band. I mean, I'm sure, you know, the best Metallica song, again, I think is definitely up for debate. Like I said, you have, like, Enter Sandman, Nothing Else Matters, Sad But True, One from the 80s. And like I said, there's some stuff in the 2000s, like I Disappear and Saint Anger, that you can probably include. You know, maybe not as popular as some of these, like, other big hits. But that would definitely be an interesting debate to have as to what is Metallica's... as to what is their best hit. So, but there you go. There is Wherever I May Roam, not Whenever, Wherever I May Roam by Metallica. Again, a great song by a great band. And when I'm, you know, been wanting to do for a while, just never, you know, cause it's one of those, again, since it's so long, you just kind of fit it in here somewhere. But thank you again for joining me. It's been a lot of fun doing these. Me, Annie, and Keith, I know we've been doing a lot of, hard work with these videos. And we appreciate all the support we get, and we, of course, appreciate all the support we get across all the other feeds. So be sure to keep following. And with that, I am Steve Riddle. This has been the Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on The Pop Experience, and we will see you next time.